Principal John Webers representing Ridgeview today with our school spotlight program. John, thanks for the time. And let's mention some times now when it comes to the Ridgeview parent-teacher conferences that are coming up.
Yeah, next Thursday, the 19th, we have parent-teacher conferences at the high school, middle school, so we'll dismiss an hour early for all schools, and then from 3:30 to 9 o'clock we'll have those conferences. And there's always valuable information for parents to get to, and they're a roundtable kind of thing where parents come and go.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that this week, and I know students enjoyed a day off, but yet eventually you have to make it up. What's the status now from Tuesday's ice out?
Yeah, since we missed Tuesday, we have our first snow day makeup, and that's built in the calendar to Friday, March 17th. And if we get another one, it'll be that following Monday on March 20th. So we do know we have one snow makeup day with the ice, and hopefully we can avoid them down here.
Yeah, so far so good. Hasn't been too bad thus far, knock on wood. And how about the hardwood? Basketball team's been busy, wrestling on the mat. What's going on with the athletics?
Yeah, we've got a lot of athletics coming up. You know, we have the big game on Friday with Odeboard Arthur, BCIG, down there that you guys are doing on the radio, mm-hmm. and always appreciate your coverage there. And then we got conference wrestling tournament on Saturday, and our dance team goes over to South Sioux City. And I think Wednesday, thank goodness for Wednesday nights for our kids, because otherwise they're busy pretty much every night, and like many schools. So.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are coming up, and we've got some music concerts coming up here in the spring as well.
Fantastic. We'll hear more about that in the future. John, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend, all right?
Hey, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. School Spotlight with the Ridgeview Raptors today right here on Mix 101.7. And online, you can always find the interviews on the news tab at stormlikeradio.com.